Hey, good evening, everyone, and let's start the meeting. So thank you very much for coming. Good evening, Councillor Atkins. Thank you for coming along. We also have a new council officer who's in here. This is Daniel. He's a new Democratic Services Advisor, so welcome to you. Have we had any apologies for absence?
Thank you, Chairman. We've received apologies from Councillor Legg and Councillor Peters, and obviously Councillor Walker is here on Zoom.
Thank you. Do we have any declarations of interest, item number two? No. We'll go on to item number three, to consider any urgent business brought forward to the meeting under Rule 12. I have no urgent business.
That's correct, Chairman.
Okay. Questions from the public, item four, to receive questions submitted by any citizen of the borough in accordance with part 3LE of the Constitution. Have we received any questions?
Thank you, Chairman. No, we haven't.
Okay, we'll move on to item number five. To receive questions submitted by any member of the committee for answers by the leader, cabinet member or officer of the council. Have we received any questions for cabinet?
Thank you, Chairman. No, we haven't.
Okay. Getting through this quick. Item number six, minutes of the meeting held on 18th July. It was just gone quick since then. Have everyone had a chance to look at it? And any concerns, questions about those? Okay. Can I have a proposer and seconder for those minutes, please? We've got Councillor Beach, proposer, and seconder, Councillor Holton. All those in favour? And it's unanimous. Okay, so item number seven, the scrutiny review programme. So the review of suicide rates and exercise prevention. Now, it's my understanding that we need four members of each group. We only have four members present tonight, and Louise on Zoom. So is there any preferences that councillors would like to make to go into any particular ones?
I'll just come in there. As we discussed last week, we talked about different topics that we wanted to look at. So one of them was looking at the scope, the suicide rates within East Staffordshire. So we prepared a scoping paper in relation to that. So as part of the work that we undertake as a scrutiny group, we have a subgroup that I need a chair for, and then three supporting members. What I will be doing with that is organising a meeting separately from this to go through the scoping paper. I've prepared a scoping paper that sets out some of the things that we want to investigate, but I do need members for that particular one. So I need a chair and three councillors. And we also talked about health activity and youth activity. Again, a chair and three councillors to take that forward, please, Chair.
Thank you, Mike. So have we got any... Councillor Holton. Yes, we're looking for both the exercise provision and the review of suicide rates to go on that subcommittee. Yep. Okay. Anyone else would like to go on the panel with Councillor? Yep. Councillor Smith. Okay.
If I volunteer, can I delegate?
Delegate? Yeah. I don't know. Well,
if I volunteer for both, do I have to see both through, or could I discuss with other members of the group and ask if anybody would like to take on both of them?
Yeah, I can't see any issue with that.
Yeah.
Thank you. So the one for suicide rates? Or the exercise prevention. Exercise prevention.
I would probably ask Colin whether he would prefer that one. Because I mean, from my background, the exercise prevention is what
okay.
I would choose to be with it.
Okay. And then provisional, Councillor Wyman. Okay. So, Councillor Walker, do you have a preference of one or both?
The suicide one for me, rather than exercise. You know my thoughts on exercise.
Okay. So, Councillor Louise Walker. So, we don't have to propose or anything like that. It's just a voluntary. Yeah. Okay. And then volunteer was a of chair. But that, okay. Cool. Okay. So that's four for the review of suicide rates. That's great. And then Councillor Beach plus me, Councillor Hadley for exercise provision, and then hopefully we'll get two more coming on that with us. Right. So yep. So that's all good.
Just to come in there as well. Last time we talked about there's some potential reviews as well. So we haven't put these into a timetable yet, but we talked about the impact of social prescribing, potential malnutrition rates amongst children, use of the River Trent. I know Councillor Wildman had asked Councillor Wildman to kind of expand upon the use of the River Trent. And we also talked about officer and member, we talked about town hall security. Change that slightly to put that officer and member safety, so that we're not looking at the physical security of the building. I know we had some debate last time about where that should actually sit. As a health scrutiny committee, if we're looking at our welfare as we're moving around the building rather than security of the premises, admittedly security of the premises is linked to that, so elements like CCTV, lone working devices that we've got, your lanyards to say your accounts of everybody's got one, nice to see. That we've got things that we can look at, so it does actually sit within the health scrutiny field, but just tweak the theme of that so that we can look at how we deal with those elements, Chair.
Thank you, Mike. And with that, we can move on to item 8, the performance report.
Right, okay, thanks everybody. So as of this performance report, there are, for the first quarter of 23-24, of those targets, we have 132 targets. 82 of those are green, 6 are amber, 0 are currently red, and 44 aren't due. Of the 88 live targets, 93% are considered green, 6.82%. are amber, and clearly naught are underperforming. I'll take any questions on the report, and happy to take any observations back to the individual officers that are associated with any particular measures within the report that you would like me to take back. Thank you, Chair.
Do we have any questions in the room or on Zoom? Nope. In that case then, thank you for that, Mike. Go to item 9 and the Staffordshire County Council Health and Care Overview and Scrutiny Committee update. I now invite Councillor Holton and County Councillor Atkins to provide an update on the work of the County Council Health and Overview Scrutiny Committee.
Thank you. Have you got anything to add, Councillor Holton?
Yes, as Councillor Atkins said, I was present yesterday on the webcast and it made for very interesting presentation, and I took a lot from it really. So just to reiterate, it's worth going to the County Council website and having a look at that strategy. And what really came across to me, and it must have been mentioned at least 20 times during the various presentations, and we had representation from the NHS and the County Cabinet, amongst others, and the emphasis, the huge emphasis on the reliance of the voluntary sector and third sector. And I had sat there wanting to pose a question, which thankfully Councillor Charlotte did, about the support and finance available to third sector and voluntary sectors. And indeed, coming back to East Staffordshire Borough Council, the other thing was that early intervention was key for mental health and to prevent mental health. And that really led me to do a little bit of research after the meeting on if indeed I or anybody else that I was working with or residents within East Staffordshire was struggling with the mental health, either at low level or medium or high level, where would we refer them or where could they go, what's available and what information is available. So I did some research on Staffordshire Connect and indeed on East Staffordshire Borough Council, which was interesting. So what I would suggest is that we all sort of have a look at that, and perhaps at some point just an awareness really. We've got enough to look at in the scoping papers and we've already made decisions, but our suicide will be one of those issues and items on the agenda, then I think this ties in quite well. If we're thinking of GPs, A&E as a first point of call for mental health, then we're all aware of waiting time and issues around accessing those services. Other services that we may not be aware of, I think we've discussed before, such as changes, Tilly's Voice, CAMS, and from an education point of view, a first aid mental health course, of which I've attended several, could be a possibility to refer. The last thing I'll mention on that is that there is a health and wellbeing event at Queen Street Community Centre on the 10th of October. It's 12 till 4. It's at one of our venues there, Queen Street Community Centre, and it might be worth, if you are available, as particular those who are covering perhaps a suicide, or in fact both. It's a whole holistic event attending, and that's being run. I think the coordinator is John Bridges from Health Watch, who's coordinating that. That's it from me, Chair. Thanks.
James, can I just add, when you're reading the paperwork, and there is acres of it, or hectares if you're continental, and but read the community impact assessment. That's the one that will help guide you in any recommendations, because it's got it's quite interesting what they look at. There's a whole range of things, some of which will be of interest to some of your members, and the mitigations that need to be put in place. So you may ask, are the mitigations in place? They may or may not.
Thank you, Councillor Atkins.
Councillor Smith. Yeah,
there's three health practitioners and two support workers, and now working in six surgeries within Burton-on-Trent that you can refer yourself to, or you can be referred by the doctor. So I know one of them is Winsell, I think it was Gordon Street, and I can't remember the others, but so if you get in touch with your own doctor, or you can refer yourself to those mental health practitioners at the local surgeries.
Thank you, Councillor Smith. Any other questions for Councillor Atkins or Councillor Holton? Nope. Well, thank you very much, you two. Councillor Atkins, you're more than welcome to stay for the meeting, but if you wish to go off, you're more than welcome. Item number 10, public decision records. A list of public executive decisions have been circulated with the agenda. Does anyone have any questions on any of these? It's enclosure 3 on the shared. No? Okay. Okay, so the date of then that's item 11 then. Date of the next meeting is Tuesday the 12th of December 2023. And yeah, we'll be sending minutes and agenda in the meantime. So that's the public part. So we've now 4 items to consider in the private part. So I'll now move that in accordance with section 100A4 of the Local Government Act 1972, the press and the public will be excluded from the remainder of the meeting, as it is likely, in view of the nature of the business to be transacted or the nature of the proceedings, there will be discussed exempt information as defined in the paragraphs of Part 1 of Schedule 12A of the Act, indicated in brackets before each item number on the agenda.